It's the National FFA Convention. Boy, oh boy, the 98th National. What are they going to do in a couple of years when it's that 100th? That'll be pretty special. Jim Bartle's here from Indianapolis, and with us, members of the KMS FFA chapter. We have over 70,000 FFA members here. It is really, since COVID, that number has just really come back up again, and they're really, really doing well. All right, so members of the KMS chapter, first of all, we're talking with?
I'm Ellie Beschi.
And your parents are?
Josh and Jamie Beschi.
You're a senior, correct?
Correct.
All right, you and a partner in crime who's sitting next to you, her name is?
Courtney Fernholz.
Whose parents are?
Kevin and Sean Fernholz.
All right, now you live by where?
DeGraff.
DeGraff. And Ellie?
I live by Raymond.
All right, and you guys were teammates on an agri-science fair food project that got you here to Nationals. I know I saw that earlier in the listing for Minnesota FFA members and chapters involved. Ellie, tell me a little bit about what the agri-science for food project and opportunity is all about.
Oh, boy. Well, we've been doing this for quite a while, and we did our agri-science on different types of canners and that stuff. So,
okay, I got to know more about this, about canners.
Yeah, so I actually own a business where I sell canned goods. So we kind of piggybacked off that, and we are testing different canners, a water bath and a steam canner, to see which one would perform better.
All right, so we're talking if we're canning any of our vegetables and things like that. Tell me about your business a little bit.
Yeah, so I was part of the CEO program last year, and I had started my own small business. Now I go around to different vendor shows in the area and farmers markets and sell all sorts of specialty canned goods.
Okay. Courtney, I know you're one of the officers for the KMS FFA chapter, where Krista Williamson is the advisor. I wanted to find out who the rest of the officer team is.
Yeah, so this year we have co-presidents, Cody Tallisrud and Shelby Anderson. And then our secretary is Ava Noble, and Joshua Jones is also one of our officers.
Ellie, do you know how you did in the agri-science for food competition up here?
Oh, we do not yet.
But you have competed, though, right?
We have, okay. Yes.
So when do you find out how you ended up doing?
We find out tonight.
And we're recording this on Thursday, so we'll see what happens there. Now, I'm seeing a name down here that under things that you enjoyed seeing, Dale Brisby. And I had to ask you who this dude is. Ellie, fill me in.
So Dale Brisby is a famous bull rider, and he does rodeos and that stuff. And, yeah, that was our highlight.
So did you see him down here?
Oh, we did.
Did you get your picture taken with him?
He's a busy man. We didn't get it with him, but we got it with a different lady, so it works.
So is Dale good looking?
Very.
Okay, all right, wanted to get that established. All right, and Courtney, you went on the Corteva tour.
Yeah, we went on the Corteva AgriScience tour both 2 years ago and this year, so we were able to see it both times. And
What's that like? What's it about?
We were looking at a bunch of seed and fertilizer, a bunch of science stuff that didn't really make sense to us, but if you're interested in that, it was pretty fun.
All right, real good. Your SAE, a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I manage a lawn mowing business with my mom, so I have a turf grass management SAE proficiency.
Do you have your American degree?
Not yet, nope.
Are you getting it sometime?
I'm hoping to. I got to get my state degree this year. So.
Okay, state degree this year, and that would be a good goal for down the road. You're also involved in some music stuff back home?
Yeah, we've actually got our musical in a few weeks, so we're busy in the pit band.
What's the name?
Bye Bye Birdie.
That's a good one. That should be a lot of fun. And what are the dates for the production? It's coming up in a few weeks. We know that. Okay, we'll leave it at that. And Ellie, your SAE?
So my SAE, I work at a vet clinic, so I did it all about my vet clinic.
Okay. And you're going for your American degree at some point also?
I am.
State degree yet?
Not yet. This year, though.
All right. Ladies, we're going to let you go. We've got a couple more members to talk to from KMS Chapter. Thanks so much. Courtney and Ellie, who are part of the AgriScience Fair Food competition down here. They're going to find out tonight, Thursday night, exactly how that went. Along with Ellie and Courtney, Jim Bartle's here. We're taking a break. We'll come back with more from KMS Chapter.